Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and thank you so much for joining me today on the program. I want to remind you that you can always visit our website, patchworkheart.org, to learn more about our ministry and support us. I think one of the big things that we always need as a 501c3 is your support, whether that be prayers, financial donations. You can find all about it at our website, patchworkheart.org. If you appreciate our ministry, please donate to us. Today on the program, I have a wonderful guest with me. His name is Charbel Wraith, and he is the founder of Parousia Media. And we're doing a really big, cool project. You've probably already heard about it on our social media, called the Advent Pilgrimage, A Journey from Eden to Bethlehem. But Charbel, I want to welcome you to Young Catholics Respond, and thank you so much for being here and chatting with us on today's program.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be with you.
Yeah. So, you know, what I would love to do in the first half of our program today is just get to know you and Parousia Media a little bit better. So if you'd share with us a little bit about your spiritual journey and also what Parousia Media does, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's very, very happy to. I am born and raised in Sydney, Australia. I have a Lebanese and Colombian background. So my father's born and raised in Colombia, South America. My mother was born and raised in Lebanon. And they married overseas in Lebanon, came to Australia, had a family. I'm one of six boys. We grew up praying the rosary in those early years, had my first Holy Communion, but pretty much drifted from there. I didn't really go to Sunday Mass after that, went to a public high school. And it was in high school that I was really challenged for the first time in my faith. I came across a lot of Islamic friends, and most of them would challenge me about my faith, about Christianity. Questions like, is Jesus really the Son of God? How could God have a son? How could God die? Jesus didn't die on the cross. Where's the evidence? All those sort of things. And I was so confused in high school. But I wasn't practicing my faith, so I had no response. And it got to my final year of school, got invited to go to the mosque. And this Muslim imam, really asked me all these hard questions, and I couldn't respond. In the end, he asked me to close my eyes, say in Arabic the Shahada prayer, and I did, and I was welcomed into Islam, and had a shower in the mosque there. But something changed from that moment. During the shower, I heard a little whisper as I was putting my normal clothes back on, because he gave me a white gown to wear, and as I was putting the white gown on, I heard a whisper say, "Not yet, not yet." And I don't know if that was Our Lady. I was saying a Hail Mary at the time as my final, possibly my final Hail Mary, as I was about to leave Christianity. And then I just realized, okay, put just hold your horses, Charbel. Find out a bit more. I went back out and I just said, look, I don't know my faith. It's not fair. I leave something I don't know. Please pray for me. So he was very good about it. I got home late from the mosque that day, and I was in my final year at school. My mother said, where were you? I said, just at the mosque. She gave me a big slap on the face and said, what do you think you're doing? Go down to the local church and ask Jesus if he wants you to be a Muslim. So I did. Now, this was only down the road, but it felt like a long walk, this weight on my shoulders. And I thought, I'm a Muslim. Christianity makes no sense. I can't reconcile all these things about the Trinity and Jesus dying on the cross and all these things that conflict in my mind. And in the end, I knelt down actually in this church. I saw the tabernacle. I looked at the tabernacle. I said, Jesus, if you are really there, show me, do you want me to be a Muslim or a Christian? And then dead silence. And after about 30 minutes, I saw a shadow of the Shroud of Turin on the door, and it wouldn't go away. In a voice saying, Charbel, are you going to give up all that I've done for you? And I truly believe that was Jesus talking to me there, asking me, am I going to turn my back on him? And I had to respond. I said, no, Lord. And I called Jesus Lord for the first time in my life. I'm not going to give you up. And then I left that church with this weight off my shoulder. I'm a Catholic. I'm going to remain a Catholic. Now I need to know why. And out of all the places in the country, this very parish had apologetics classes every Friday. And I turned up to them every single Friday. And what do you think I did? I asked questions. How do Christians believe in the Trinity? How do we know that God is real? How can God be a father? How did God die on the cross? How can Jesus be the Son of God and God at the same time? It just does not make sense. And all these questions were being answered bit by bit. And I got introduced to Scott Hahn. It was a cassette at the time about the covenant. And I learned the covenant for the first time. I learned about the Trinitarian theology and the church's teaching on it, and the beautiful imagery of family and how the Trinity, the family mirrors the Trinity, and it's so beautiful. And I just was just deepening my faith, falling more and more in love with our Lord, his church. And my Muslim friends noticed. They noticed the change. And they said, you know, you never used to be religious like this, but now you're different. And I said, absolutely. And even they claimed to say, look, in high school, you weren't religious. If it wasn't for us, meaning Muslims, you would not be like this. And I said, absolutely. Thank you very much for challenging me. I'm now closer to God than ever. And every day since, I've been thanking God for my Muslim friends, because if it wasn't for them, I would not be the man I am today. And it's been such an adventure. And you know, I my faith in the church, my faith in God, it deepens every day. It's been such a thrill. I've met so many people now in the work that I do. And as I came back, found Catholic friends for the first time. I never had Catholic friends. And I wasn't alone. There was other young people that believed in the church. And I had a great circle of friends. And from there, I was inspired to get more Scott Hahn cassettes. Now the technology changed, and they became CDs at the time. And I started to get them from St. Joseph Communications, distribute them around the place. And bit by bit, people wanted more and more and more. And I ended up establishing a business called Parousia Media, which is Greek for the second coming. But also, if you listen to Scott Hahn and some of his studies there, he also describes the word parousia being presence. And the word presence is referring to Jesus Christ and the presence of Christ. And so there is actually a Eucharistic theme behind it too, if you think about the real presence of Christ and the second coming. And it's quite beautiful where I had my encounter in front of the Eucharist. And that is, if you like, the second coming is here among us in the tabernacles around the world. So we are actually waiting for a third coming. Anyway, but the name Parousia was born. I started to distribute to bookshops, bookstores, and to parishes. And bit by bit, after a few years, it just grew. And we thought, wouldn't it be really neat to invite Scott Hahn to Australia? But he wasn't available. So we looked at all of our CDs and we thought, who's the next most popular? Tim Staples. We had a huge range of Tim Staples resources. And he moved from St. Joseph's in California to Catholic Answers in San Diego, California. And so I connected with Catholic Answers. We invited Tim over to Sydney, Australia. This was in 2009. He gave 16 talks in 6 days, and over 6,000 people showed up, and it was across the whole city. And we were blown away. We thought, people are hungry for this. He was on fire. No one can quote the Bible like Tim Staples. He just memorizes so many chapters and verses all in his mind, his head. Phenomenal. And he lit a flame and really ignited something in Sydney, in the church in Sydney. And from there, I was working full-time as a teacher, and bit by bit, people said, we want more, we want more. And so the next year was Steve Ray, Father Mitch Pacwa, Alex Jones. And then, you know, year after that, you know, we had even more speakers come out, Jason Evatt. We had Tim come back again. And this time he's not only quoting the Bible, he's quoting catechism paragraphs, and then he's quoting encyclical and paragraphs in the encyclicals, phenomenal stuff. But more and more speakers, Father Barron at the time, was Bishop Barron now, but he came, Word on Fire. We had Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and we really hit it off and have partnered in a big way internationally with Deacon Harold. You know, and so many other great speakers, Chris Stefanik, Leah Darrow, Christina King, the list goes on. I can't say, Father Leo Padalinghug, I could keep going. It's just been phenomenal. So Parousia really gave birth to not only resources but events, and that's when we realized, okay, there's something special here. I left my teaching job and have been full-time now for about 3 years, and we have a staff of 7 of us. I have an office in Sydney, an office in Melbourne, and we've been bringing over great, powerful speakers from across the world, touring Australia and New Zealand, and even now, in recent years, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines, of course. And so that's been such a blessing. And life would have been very different had I had not gone to church that day asking Jesus if he wants me to be a Muslim or a Christian.
Wow, just incredible stuff, folks. I hope you will rewind this. If you're listening on the radio, rewind this or go to our podcast feed again and listen to the first half of this program again. There is so much joy in your voice. There is so much hope. And what a powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony, because, man, and you know, think about just popping in my head was that voice from, you know, that scripture from Revelation where, you know, if I am lukewarm, you know, I'm going to be spit out of the mouth. You know, think about that scripture and your story together. Like, you know, here, I'm just going to throw you out of my mouth if you're, you know, if you're lukewarm. And so there are so many lukewarm Catholics who don't necessarily understand and know their faith. And thank God you were challenged, you know, to either be hot or cold. And man, you're hot. So that's so great. It's so wonderful that, you know, and so thank you so much for sharing your story. I know we have to take a short break here. And then what we're going to do on the other side of that break is come and talk about this amazing pilgrimage that I am blessed to work with you on. It's going to be this worldwide Advent pilgrimage, a journey from Eden to Bethlehem. So, folks, stay tuned right here on Young Catholics Respond. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to deepen your prayer life and faith this Advent season? A Contemplative Las Posadas by Bill Snyder is a novena that offers reflections based on the traditional Mexican devotion that reenacts the journey of Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary from Nazareth to Bethlehem. The ecclesiastically approved devotional is available for purchase for only $4.99 on our website, patchworkheart.org, or emailing info@patchworkheart.org. At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Let him in. Let him in. The savior of the world being carried by a stranger to your eyes. It is him. It is him. Emmanuel. God is with us in this child. He may knock like a stranger. He may knock like the poor. He may knock with desperation. He may cry and mourn. Will you open the door? Let him in, let him in. The savior of the world being carried by a stranger to your eyes. It is him, it is him. Emmanuel, God is with us in this child. He may be carried by a mother, just a child in the womb. The cry of a desperate father, who's told there is no room. Will you open the door? Let him in, let him in. The savior of the world being carried by a stranger to your eyes. It is him. It is him, Emmanuel, God is with us in this child.
Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and it's great to be with you. Today my guest is Charbel Wraith. He is the founder of Parousia Media. And again, if you missed the first half of this show, you need to go back and listen to it on our podcast feed. You definitely need to pay attention. Charbel is a on fire Catholic. In in Australia, so we're separated by just a few hours of time, Charbel. But the amazing thing is the Holy Spirit has no idea what time it is because he exists outside of space and time. And we are going to be putting together to get this Advent pilgrimage that we actually, it's already put together. We're getting ready to launch it here this Sunday. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's this Sunday, November 29th. And I just want to find out, you know, let's tell people a little bit about it and how it came to be. So I'll let you go first and just share your vision for how this was, you know, this pilgrimage.
Thank you, Bill. And what an honor to be working with you. It's been such a blessing to bring these two different traditions together, the Las Posadas tradition, which you had in mind, and you can talk about a bit later, but this Jesse Tree tradition of going through salvation history. And I really wanted to do a pilgrimage going through the Old Testament figures because they all point towards the coming of a Messiah. They all point towards Jesus, the Son of God, the God-man, which I never appreciated in my life. And now as a Catholic, as an on-fire Catholic, now that I am reading the Bible, you know, many people may read the New Testament only and they forget the Old. And unfortunately, we're missing on so much richness there because without the Old, you don't have the big picture. If you just read the New Testament only, yes, it's great. You're hearing Christ's words in the Gospels, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. James, and all the great writers in the New Testament. But many of them, in fact, all of them are referring to characters in the Old Testament in one way or another, whether it's Jonah in the whale, whether it's Abraham, whether it's King David, whether it's Moses. I mean, the list goes on. And if you have no idea about who these people are or what their story is, then you're missing out on all the richness. And so we say that the New Testament has been hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. And so we need to, as Catholics, read the Old and New Testament together as one. And quite beautifully, the Church has done this through its tradition and the liturgical season by strategically and deliberately picking Old Testament scriptures, Psalms, and New Testament readings that all actually fit together. And if you next time you're at Mass, start taking notice of that, because there's no coincidence there where they didn't just randomly pick readings of the Old Testament to slap them together. They actually deliberately picked them so they go and coincide with each other with a theme. And so we thought in Advent, what a great way to start the liturgical season by going right to the beginning, Genesis. And so creation story, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob, Moses, King David, Solomon, and then all the prophets, and leads up to, of course, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, John the Baptist himself, Our Lady. We're going to have meditations on all these figures. There's going to be 18 of them, in fact, and we're going to lead right up until the 9 days out of Christmas where the Las Posadas kicks off. So very excited. We've got some of the world-class Bible scholars sharing 15-minute mini Bible studies, if you like. These are mini Bible studies of their life, and there's going to be a common thread leading up to Christ, and that's what is going to be so exciting. There is a connection between each and one of these characters. These are real characters, real events. This is history, salvation history, and it leads right up until Jesus Christ on Christmas Day.
Yeah, this pilgrimage is going to be incredible. And again, some of the big names you mentioned, we're going to be teaching us and doing these Bible studies, like Jeff Cavins, who yes. is the Bible, the Adventure Bible guy, right? The Great Adventure Bible. And then you've also right. got Dr. Edward Sree of the Augustine Institute. He's incredible. So there's so many amazing, you know, you hate to use the term A-list, but that's really what it is. Some amazing A-list speakers in the Catholic Church. And so please, become part of the pilgrimage. I want just highlight for people, how they can, get on the list. It's completely free. So tell people how they sign up for the pilgrimage.
Yeah, absolutely. Very simply, the website is parousiamedia.com. I'll spell that out. parousiamedia.com. You'll notice a big purple banner and it says Advent Pilgrimage, A Journey from Eden to Bethlehem. Click on that banner and then it goes just to a sign up form, and you just pop in your first name and an email and done, and you're in. And what will happen is on the 29th, and when I say the 29th, that's a 29th Sydney time. So that actually translates to 28th in the evening US time. So those just to, now it doesn't matter. I mean, if you follow it from the 29th, you're going to have all the videos ready to go for you. So if you want to just sort of start your journey from Sunday morning, or you can start your journey from Saturday night, and the vigil of the first Sunday of Advent, and it'll take you right up until the vigil of Christmas for those in the States, or Christmas morning, those in this side of the world. And yeah, it's completely free, and you'll basically be receiving a welcome email and then all the information there, what to do. It's just daily meditations, 15 to 20 minute video meditations each day. So it's quite simple to follow. It's going to be so powerful though.
It definitely is. And there's also some live events thrown in there for people as well too, right?
Yes, definitely. We've got the liturgical guys and the liturgy guys. They've got a podcast, Liturgy Guys Podcast. They will be explaining the whole Advent season. So just the liturgical reasoning behind it. So I was so excited to have them in the first week. Then we've got Jason Evatt. He's actually got a brand new book as well. He's going to talk about Forged, Advent to him. And then we've got Joelle Marin, who's a great testimony there. She was a former fashion model, and now she's transformed to Christ, and she's on fire for the Lord. She's going to share a testimony, which actually does start in Advent. There's a tragic story she shares that has turned into her an amazing testimony. So very excited to be sharing that. And then, of course, in the final week, there'll be a surprise. We actually have not announced it deliberately because we want to surprise people. There's going to be not one, not two, but three, if not more, guests right through that morning. So look out for that. These will be released Tuesday afternoon, evening. So probably about 4 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday for those in the States, which is 8 a.m. Wednesday morning for those in Australia.
Yeah, it's amazing that time difference. But as I said, the Holy Spirit transcends space and time. So yes, Wherever you happen to be, tune in and become part of this. Again, parousiamedia.com. You head right over there, click on the big purple banner. You're going to see, and just enter your email and your name, and you'll be signed up and get emails that will instruct you how to go. The beautiful thing is there's no sign up forms, or you're not, putting a whole, it just is a simple, very simple email and your name. You don't have to go through and, sign, a brand new car payment away or anything like that. This is completely free. I also want to, touch a little bit, as you kind of alluded to, Charbel, you talked a little bit about the Old Testament and how perfectly it's going to be married with the New Testament through the Las Posadas Novena. This Novena picks up almost right where the Jesse tree will leave off with John the Baptist, and we're going to take it from there and begin journeying from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem. Through some different themes, through different themes like weariness, through different themes like peace, hope. We're going to be taking these themes and fleshing them out just a little bit for people to help them spiritually prepare their hearts for Christmas Day. That's really what this all comes down to, is spiritually preparing our hearts for Christmas Day. And so I encourage you also to check out and make sure you download beginning the 29th. Go to Amazon.com, type in A Contemplative Las Posadas. We'll put a link in the show notes of the podcast version of this. But click on that, and you're going to get a free Kindle copy of the devotional that I authored. That's going to be a great way to kind of enhance this spiritual pilgrimage and this video pilgrimage that we're doing. So it's going to be a great way for you to just understand and grow and really be in touch with the Holy Spirit throughout this course of Advent. Charbel, this has been such a pleasure to be with you and putting this whole thing together, that I just can't wait to, I can't wait to get started on it. And I can't wait for the many things that we're going to be doing, I'm sure, in the future as well. So there's just, so many wonderful things. As we wrap up, are there any other things that I'm missing that you want to share with our audience?
Just people to make the most of this. These are beautiful traditions that we're bringing together. And what I love about being Catholic, it's a universal church. All cultures, all races, all colors under heaven are all one. We're one body of Christ. And It doesn't matter what your background is. The church has something for you, and Jesus has come and died and rose from the dead for you. And so this Advent pilgrimage is going to really bring these two beautiful traditions together, and what a beautiful way to unite in prayer, in pilgrimage, and really deepen our faith with our Lord and journey. I really hope this will be the best Advent ever for people, and I invite them, pray for the success of it. May it touch all the lives of the pilgrims. We are now over 50,000 pilgrims. Wow. And from 116 countries, which I'm blown away by. And of course, we want more people, as many souls as possible. So if you want to invite your family and friends, please make the most of that too.
Yeah, that's incredible. Join 50,000 other people, folks, worldwide, 116 countries. Join us, join Charbel, join myself, and some amazing A-list Catholic speakers that are just going to present an amazing pilgrimage to you. All you got to do is sign up at parousiamedia.com. It's that simple, or you can click the link below in the podcast. It'll take you right there in these show notes, folks. But thank you so much for joining us today. As I always say, keep beating to your Catholic heart. I'm Bill Snyder.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.